We're in Simen Reish Ches. We're up to Sif Hei. We'll be doing Hei and Vav. Sif Hei, Kemach, Afilu Shel Chitim. Flour, even if it's wheat flour, which is so chashuv, Mavarach Olav Shakol, the bracha on it is Shakol, Va'achra Bar Nefashis, and a Bar Nefashis afterwards. When you grind down the grain, it's no longer whole. It loses its bracha of Adam and becomes Shakol, unless you turn it into a dish when it's Mazonis, or a bread when it's Amotzi. Whether it is dust, whether it's finely ground flour, whether it's coarse flour and even tastes like wheat. Even if you first toasted the grain and then ground it into flour, once you break it down into flour and didn't cook it in water as a way of making it into a dish, it loses its brach of adama, doesn't become mazonis, and remains shahakol. Sivav. Kemach shel echad mechameshes mine dagon sheshalko. If you took flour and then boiled it, v'irvo b'mayim, and then you mixed it in water, or b'shar mashkin, or in any other liquid. Now, what's this the case? This is a case of hot cereal. This is the case where you take some kind of grain, it's ground, mixed with water, and it ends up making some kind of thick porridge. So, im hoya ova k'deshi aroi l'achila v'laloa, so if it's chewable, pirish litchon also b'peh, mavarach bor mina mazonis v'achar v'alamicha. If it's chewable, you make a mazonis and alamicha. Whereas if it's not chewable but drinkable, then its bracha is bar nefashis. Then its bracha is shakol and bar nefashis. Meaning, if you turn it into a drink, it's shakol. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't literally have to be chewable. As long as it's not something that it's comfortable to drink, it's too thick to really drink it freely, that already is considered an ochel. It would be a dish, and its bracha would be bar mina mazonis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the case of someone that cooks whole grain into a soup. So let's say someone's making a soup with whole barley. Say that the barley was not peeled, the barley is actually whole. In the cooking, it did not get mushy, it didn't stick. So the bracha on the barley is still barei pri adama. What's the bracha on this soup? So since it was made solely for the sake of soup, and the barley that's in it is just to give flavor to the soup, really the soup is the ikur, and its bracha should be shahakol. It's only mazonis that becomes the ikur, and since the barley here is adam, it would not be the ikur. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's still kedai to make a shahakol on something else and cover it. But really, miikur adin, the only time that the soup would become a mazonis soup is first of all if the barley itself got mushy or it wasn't whole, or in the case of an adama where you cooked the barley for the sake of eating cooked barley and you also want to use the soup, say the case of a vegetable soup which is cooked for the sake of eating the vegetables as well as drinking the soup itself is adama. But let us say you're cooking the vegetables for the sake of having them just be part of a soup and the whole thing is really going to be drunk. Say you're going to end up pulverizing the vegetables and the whole thing is drunk and there's nothing chewable in the whole thing. Then the bracha on that vegetable soup would also be shakol. Now similarly here, if what you do is you have water with a few pieces of barley floating around and you just swallow the whole thing, it's made for shtia and its bracha should really be shakol. But since there's a safik, the Mishnah Berurah says to say a shakol and something else.